proclamation number 8793A dated the March 29th, 1964. Do non-fallen single quote spirits attain childship to God? You'll receive an answer to every question in order to disprove every misguided point of view, so that you will not remain ignorant when you desire the correct information. The deification of my created beings is the goal I set myself with my creation and which I will certainly achieve one day. Everything that came forth from me was supremely perfect. The beings I externalized as independent beings were like me. They were images of myself. Nevertheless, they were only ever my creations, which were unable to be any different than I had created them. They were my living creations. But I wanted to have children next to me. For this reason I release them from my will when they were to prove their will as to whether they would retain their perfection despite the option of turning it in the opposite direction. This past test of will also subsequently presumed that the being was subject to all temptations which it had to resist. For all strength requires the resistance upon which it can prove itself. Understand this correctly, each being was confronted by temptation because it possessed free will which was able to choose either direction. Thus the first being, Lucifer, the bearer of light, which my greater than great love had externalized, was the first which was supposed to provide me with the proof that it wanted to keep the supreme perfection it was granted. It was so exceptionally permeated by my strength of love that it reveled in absolute bliss and thus used the constantly inflowing strength for the creation of equal beings because, in its perfection, it was able to be just as creatively active as I am. And this process of creating beings lasted for eternities. They were there for always, living creations which could not possibly be anything but supremely perfect. Then I expected my first created being, Lucifer, merely to acknowledge me myself as the source of strength. Thus I expected of him to present me to his created beings as the one from whom he himself had also emerged. But since he had free will, it was also possible for him to ignore my will, which he did by presenting himself to the beings as the highest being, because they were unable to behold me but he was visible to them in all his glory. Thus he did not pass the test of will and confronted the created beings as a tempter. He tried to influence their will to likewise be in opposition to me, and he was very successful. For many of these beings, despite their abundance of light, despite utmost realization, acknowledged him as the Lord of Eternity and renounced me, precisely because I was not visible to them. And these apostatized beings, having fallen into the deepest abyss of their own choice, must first reach higher spheres again. They must try to deify themselves of their own free will, which is indeed possible with my help. Once they have reached this goal they will have become God's children, perfect beings, who aspired to and achieved this perfection themselves. But a large proportion of originally created spirits also remained loyal to me. They resisted all temptations by Lucifer. Thus, they passed their test of will when they had to decide whom they should choose as their Lord. So what is their situation in regards to the childship to God? You must know that these beings enjoy utmost bliss, for they did not forfeit their perfection and are constantly permeated by my strength of love, which makes them incredibly happy. But on account of their perfection they are also knowledgeable. They know my plan of salvation. The wretchedness of the fallen original spirits is evident to them and their love is so great that they also take part in the work of redemption in order to advance the return of the once fallen spirits. This redemptive work, however, requires eternities, which you humans are incapable of estimating. and time and again the original spirits in the stage of a human being are in need of active help. For although they shelter the divine spark of love within themselves which enables their return, they're so weak that they require assistance. This is granted to them by those beings of light which embody themselves on earth for this very purpose and therefore also take a path through the abyss where they are subjected to all temptations and consciously pass their test of will, which lets them become a child so that it can create and work completely freely next to me and not only work according to my will. Even though these non-fallen spirits are also granted unlimited bliss, it is the immense number of fallen beings which requires eternities until the goal is reached. Consequently, there are also endless opportunities for the beings of light, having remained faithful to me, to achieve the childship to God through overcoming the abyss they voluntarily enter for the salvation of the original spirits. And this signifies constantly higher levels of beatitude for the original spirit which once remained faithful to me. For no limitation exists for me, and thus I can and will make my children happy to an inconceivable degree. A countless number of original spirits have already offered to take the path across earth, who mainly had the salvation of their fallen brothers at heart. Hence they did not embody themselves on earth for selfish reasons, they did not walk through the abyss for the sake of the childship to God but nevertheless attained this childship to God and returned to me as my children. The only advantage the beings which remained faithful to me have over their fallen brothers is the fact they will never need to take the path through the creations of earth and that they will never fail in earthly life either. That they must certainly resist all temptations but that they will always have much strength at their disposal, because love is within them and they will not relinquish it during their life on earth. However, the people in whom such original spirits are embodied are unaware of it and often have to travel very difficult earthly paths. They fight and serve and reach their goal with certainty, the complete unification with me on earth which, although it was not interrupted, must nevertheless be sincerely aspired to by every person, because it is and will remain the goal, because the right decision of will of every being is to profess me freely. All of my created beings will be my children one day. For a concept of time does not exist for me, even if eternities will still pass by. I will definitely achieve what I have set myself as a goal. Nevertheless, you humans should not believe that these beings which remained with me can be called less happy, for their will is already so inclined that their love for me is exceedingly powerful and constantly growing, and I reward this loyalty to me accordingly, but neither will I deny them the bliss which is guaranteed to them through the childship to God. The whole sequence of events from the very beginning and for all eternity happens in lawful order. I cannot proceed contrary to my eternal order. Once I have designed a plan, it will be carried out because my will is irrevocable. Amen.